bound from his terrible home. All the winds and the steps and the call, he rode to a woman's side. For she was a secret treasure, she was his shame and his place. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to a woman's kiss. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are
warm. All right.
Yeah.
How's
Welcome,
it going, guys.
Welcome to episode 35, Men of the Cave podcast.
We set that pretty confidently.
Yes.
I'm more than 100,000% sure that it's episode 35.
It's over 9,000.
So we had a nice little intro.
It was sweet.
Most people aren't going to know what that was, but we'll let you know it was.
They know nothing.
Ed Sheeran's song from Game of Thrones.
I think most people would
Game of Bones.
Episode 1, Season 7 last night.
All you hardcore fans have already seen it, so you know what's up.
Yes.
Potential spoilers ahead?
No.
Oh, we're going to spoil the shit out of this
one. Oh, yeah. You should have already seen the episode if you're a fan.
Yeah. So.
No excuses.
If you haven't seen it, we're going to spoil it. If you haven't seen Spider-Man Homecoming, shame on you. We're going to spoil it.
Shame. Shit. Shame. Shame.
We're also going to talk some Star Wars news.
You haven't seen that yet? Spoils too.
Yeah, we're going to spoil the shit out of that, too.
Sorry, guys.
Even though it hasn't come out yet. Talk about Infinity War.
We'll spoil that, too.
Definitely.
This is just a spoiler episode.
Yes. And then we're going to talk about Atari Box.
Spoiler alert. We're not going to talk about Atari Box.
Spoiler alert. Nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know. Someone could buy it. Maybe.
Like one guy. He's going to wait in line.
So I got four in the cave today.
One, two, three, four.
Seven. I count seven.
I
one,
got myself.
Two, three, and two, the four.
Which I'm not really that important, it seems. Because I never get introduced.
The hardest working man in show business, the slash podcast.
If somebody was watching,
if
somebody was listening to this podcast, like this episode, they wouldn't even know what my name is. They're just like,
who's this guy?
I'm just the guy that narrates the whole thing.
You're the disembodied voice.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I got Gil over here to my right.
Oh, what's up, guys?
To the right of me.
Next to Gil, I have
Mark Hamill.
The hot sauce.
With
no, no, he's not even here.
What? He's right here.
I don't care.
He's
don't
looking
count.
At us.
I sense a disturbance.
Doesn't count.
I sense
even
disturbance.
I brought Goku too.
Goku's about to fall. Oh yeah. And
he
then
never falls.
And we have Johnny Danger.
The one, the only. You can't clone me. Often imitated, never duplicated. I don't
never,
know.
Never. That's it.
I was like,
yeah, no more.
I don't remember the rest.
All right, so what are we going to kick it off with? Are we just going to start with Game of Thrones?
We can.
Yeah.
I just got to get it out of my system.
Okay. Yeah?
When I saw Ed Sheeran on the Game of Thrones, I thought that was so funny. I had to pause the show just to, like, get my laughs out.
Did you think that he was going to die?
No, like, he probably will, but, I mean, I just thought his part was so unnecessary. He was just there to sing that one song,
just
really.
Randomly plopped in there.
Yeah, like, he was just, like, what is it, Control okay. V? Pasted
cut,
in there.
Cut paste.
So let me let me pose a question to you. On that note, Johnny Danger.
Yeah.
If you were, is it Ed Sheeran or Ed Sheeran?
However you want to say.
Sheeran.
It.
Whatever. Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran.
If
what's
you were
he
him.
Sharon?
Sharon.
And you had the chance to be in
Game of Thrones. Hell yeah, I'd be
fuck
in
yeah.
it.
Would you not do it?
Yeah. True.
No matter how ridiculous it looked.
Yeah,
totally sell out because
he's getting so roasted on Twitter. You have to deactivate his Twitter.
Did he really? Because he can't be on the show.
People were just roasting him.
I just thought it was super funny though that like of all people he would be
he's like
that.
What the hell is he? Oh, okay.
He has his like modern haircut. You know, it's a 20 what are we in the 21st century?
That's what I thought about. Who is this barber that goes around to all these people and just like, hey, you know, you need a fade. Let me style this way and. You know, I thought that was pretty weird.
Is it the same actor that played Euron too? Because he looks completely different.
No, that's the same guy.
Yeah, same dude.
For sure.
Yeah, he looks different.
He still looks like a dick.
They kind of need to finish this already because they're all looking really old now.
They're starting to.
Arya doesn't look too old. Cersei looks old
Cersei
as fuck.
Cersei looks old as fuck.
She's still hot.
Not for the club, yeah. But like for the world.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's yeah. a good one.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
That bitch needs to get a better haircut.
Yeah.
Hair extensions.
Yeah, something. It looks bad.
Shame.
Yeah.
She got shamed. Okay, so let's go around and hear what everybody thought about it.
Round and round.
What did you think about it, Gil?
What stood out the most was the opening, the cold opening with Arya.
Dude, what did you think about it? I just wanted to. Yes.
I dug it. I mean, like, I just.
On a scale of.
Wasn't the most.
On a scale of, like, how upset you were, like, from zero to Tyrion Lannister.
When I was upset that there's not more. I'll give that up. I'll give the episode about an 8.5.
An 8.5? What about you, Atsos?
6.
A 6.
I'd say about an 8.5, too. Yeah, it wasn't a shitty
one. I'm going to say it's like a 5.
Dude,
6.
You are tripping.
Yeah. The intro, very, like, really set the tone.
And that was it.
No way. They made us wait so effing long.
It's going to be worse than the last season.
The only good part was the beginning, the whole. Yeah.
So then,
he was that him, Sam collecting all that poop the whole time.
They spent way too much time on that.
I think that was intentional though. That just to like,
yeah, but you only have 7 episodes.
They really milked it.
It's only 7 episodes, and you're gonna show like 5 minutes of poop and
feel cheated.
It's the shit episode.
I mean, I get that they're trying to show where everybody is, but yeah.
I mean, they were just basically setting up everything. That's all that first episode was.
But still,
if
you're going to do 7 that's episodes, exactly what I'm saying. What are you setting up? I mean, it's been setting up for 6 seasons.
True. They're still setting it up.
They didn't show the Night King.
No, they didn't. They mentioned him, but that's it.
They did show the Night King.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, in the very
they only showed the Army of the Dead. They didn't show him.
They physically did not show his face or anything. Mm. Well, what I thought was interesting, because me and John both thought when the army was coming by and the giants were there, they looked like Wanwan.
One did look like Wanwan.
I don't think it was him.
But I don't think
no, yeah, I mean,
it looked like him, but it wasn't. Yeah.
No, because I'm sure they killed. I mean, because they're in the north, and he died in Winterfell.
That's
so.
What but I
maybe
was
it was kind of like a wink and a nod, like an homage to him.
Probably that's what I was thinking.
No, what happened was he was sensing the future.
No, I think he was watching him watching him walk.
Would that be impossible if the what's his name shot him in the eye and later it hasn't happened yet?
His name is Ramses.
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I think he was watching the army walk to the wall towards the wall. Bran was watching him because Bran's a three-eyed raven now. He can see whatever the hell he wants now.
He can be wherever he wants.
Can he see into the future?
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Well,
possibility of the future.
There's no accident that one giant had one eye missing.
Well, actually, they haven't shown him, and they haven't shown him be able to look in the future yet. Can only look at the past.
Yeah. Hold the door.
Yes, exactly. Everyone should know about the hold the door episode. Okay, so this is one of the many reasons why I thought it was disappointing, because they spent too much time showing Sam with poop.
They did.
And they didn't show him reading a whole lot, just a little bit. And, you know, Daenerys took, like, forever, like,
how are you gonna
to
say
get
that?
Out of her
how
boat
you
and,
wait,
like,
wait, wait.
Touch
whoa,
the
whoa,
sand.
Whoa.
And
yeah, that part was ridiculous. But, like, how are you going to say you didn't like the sand part? Like, they just set it up to where Jon Snow has to go to Dragonstone.
Yeah, they set that up beautifully.
Okay, here's a question. Where was Daenerys last episode, the last time we saw her?
She was sailing.
Yeah.
So, in the water. So then, where was Jon at?
He was in Winterfell.
Okay, yeah. And where was Jaime and where was Cersei at?
In King's Landing.
Yeah. Okay, so.
No, well, Jaime just got to King's Landing.
So everybody is basically, after one episode in season 7, everyone is basically still in the same place that they were last.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, why?
He's in the same place cementing where they're going to go.
Like, they didn't even leave. Like,
no, they just said where
they
were going.
Yeah, so it's like. So then, season episode 2.
But they're going
to
be them actually.
They'll probably start to leave, but they won't get there until episode 3, and then we only have 4 episodes.
Mid-season finale.
If they do a mid-season finale, I'm going to be
pissed. I'll be fucking the worst.
Because you can't. But that's the whole. Like, to me, it didn't move fast enough for it only having 7 episodes.
Maybe that's.
It's
what
not moving
people.
Fast
Is
enough.
Is it confirmed how long the episodes are going to be this season, though? Are they going to just be hour long? Or are they going to make them an hour and a half or almost 2?
I think they have the run times. For this season, I think 2 or 3 of them go over 60 minutes. The last one goes 80-something minutes.
Goddamn.
So, I mean, I like it. I'm happy that it's back on. I was happy to see everybody. Yeah. And, you know, but really nothing that you didn't already know It's like they wasted a whole episode. Like, let's get to the point. Like, let's go, let's go, let's go. I mean, do we really need to see the Hound go back to the house where those people died because of him? And then,
but, I mean,
and then he wants to. The only cool part. The only cool part about that was he was looking into the fire.
Yeah, that was cool.
Very cool.
I admit that.
I was
cool.
kind of hoping that they were. Believer. I was kind of hoping that they were going to show like what it is that he saw.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think I wonder why they didn't.
He left it to your imagination.
And I was hoping to see ice spiders.
Ice spiders.
Ice spiders.
They're supposed to be giant ice spiders.
I didn't see any.
With the others.
Okay.
Maybe they went out.
So those are the bad. The goods, of course. The good is that
all the killings.
Daenerys is finally there.
Dragonstone.
She's finally a Dragonstone.
Dragons are bigger.
Her dragons.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge.
Where
do you think, Donald?
They got the best. Most.
You know what? You're starting to see like a little bit of stress in the north.
Yeah, you kind of are with
not just between Sansa and Jon, but did you catch the look from Lyanna Mormont?
Yeah,
she was kind of like she agreed a little bit with Sansa, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know,
she's still awesome though.
Okay, so Gil, what did you like about it?
The opening was.
You gave it an 8, so
8.5. I love the opening the most. It was just a beautiful, sweet revenge for Arya.
How did Arya get to look like Walder Frey, like with the body type and everything? I mean, she just has a mask.
It's the secrets of the
faceless.
The magic. The magic.
I just love like how she knew what she was going to be doing. And what kind of threw me off at first when they did the series, like before the show began, they did the whole recap and they're showing, you know, her killing him. And then they show him again. I was like, wait a minute, are they doing like a flashback?
Yeah.
Or are they?
Yeah, that
I
did.
Caught that.
It threw me
off.
Kind of caught me off guard until I saw everybody inside. Because when she killed him, he was the only one in there.
Yeah.
So when I saw everybody in there, I was like, oh.
I knew that. I was like, ooh.
It was immediately when he started being nice. And I was like, there's no way that's him. Like, it has to be Arya.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Sweet. And then she told the girl not to drink the wine.
Oh, yeah.
You don't deserve this wine.
All right, Hot Sauce. What else? What did you like about it?
What's really interesting is that she doesn't need to be at their home base in order to get the mask. She can now do it from just about anywhere, I guess. Because not like they had that Walder Frey lying around in their place.
She killed him and cut the mask off. She knows how to do it.
Face, right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. She knows how to do it without, you know, relying on a home base or something. So that makes her even more.
Yeah. She can do it on the spot. Yeah.
All right, John. What stuck out for you? You gave it an 8.5. The highest rating of all of us.
It set the pace, you know.
What a reversal.
Huh?
What a reversal.
Yeah, no. No, it set a good pace for what's to come in the future. I think everything was on point. They set up where Jon Snow's going to go to Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm.
They set up how Cersei's going to get her ass beat by pretty much she's going to try to go to war with everybody, and that's going to backfire. They set up even the fact that Jaime might even like kill her later on.
How they show the map, you know the foreshadowing.
Yeah, she was on the finger, or he was on the finger. She was on the neck. Yeah. So like,
I mean, it does you from this episode. These are the things that you can tell are going to happen. John is gonna go to Dragonstone because he needs a dragon glass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think just yet though.
No, because he still has some.
I feel like that's gonna be like one of the later episodes. Like,
it's gonna happen the next. Because the next episode, they show a party leaving from Winterfell. I think at the very end of episode 2, he's gonna be leaving a Dragonstone.
I don't think maybe. I think he's gonna be doing it at the end part.
There's not enough time because he has to go to the north still.
You know what might happen
beyond the wall?
I think John's gonna go to that area that they
I think
about
he's gonna go to the
by north. The sea that tower
Eastwatch by the sea
they're gonna have a little task
I think
force
that's
go
what
over there.
Yeah, I think that's who's gonna go first
and the way they're gonna
and
get out of
then he's
it,
gonna go to Dragonglass
and the way they're gonna or get Dragon out of Stone it is one of the dragons is gonna come and save them at the last second.
That'd be pretty dope, like a Daenerys Targaryen.
Well, see,
she might send actually Tyrion. Maybe she's gonna ride one of her dragons.
Well, you do
since
you
they
do
trust her.
You need to stop with the Tyrion thing. He ain't gonna ride no damn dragons.
I think he is.
Because if one's hers, and one's John's, and the other one gets captured by the, you know, and all
yours.
The promos, you see the Night King riding an ice drake, which is a ice dragon. He's got to take it from one of hers, so
that
she's only gonna have two.
Well, he can live under Winterfell.
Why
That's
can't there
the
be?
Can't
How is he gonna get them though?
You never know.
He doesn't hold Winterfell.
There's no like graveyard
Once
dragon graveyard.
Bran crosses the wall. he's going to start to destroy all that magic since the Night King got a hold of him. Just watch.
Well, no, because so this is an interesting theory. People think that because Bran walks through the wall and the Night King, the magic dispels it. But I saw somebody point it out. If that was the case, then his uncle Benjen wouldn't let him cross. First of all, and second of all, if it did, Benjen would have crossed with him. But Benjen's like, I can't. The magic's too strong.
Who brought?
But that was before.
Who brought Benjen? No, back
he was.
To life?
It was after.
He got touched.
Yeah, it was after because he got because Benjen
by an angel.
You got to show me on the doll where he got touched, sir.
Because Benjen sees him. The last. It's the last second. Either the Battle of the Bastards or the one after that. So I don't think that's true.
Oh, you know what could be true is, you know how there must always be a Stark in Winterfell?
Yeah.
That could be the magic that holds that dragon over there under the crypts.
Maybe.
It could be, but there hasn't always been a Stark in Winterfell because before Sansa got there, Ramsay was there by himself.
Yep.
Maybe during winter. Burn. Only during winter.
I'm just throwing.
And then when the Stark boys left, Theon had it. There was no Stark there. I really do. I don't. I think there's not enough time to do what you're talking about in the book, maybe, but not in the series.
Mm. Damn.
But anyways, it also sets up the fact that Jaime's gonna go to Highgarden.
Yeah.
I think that's the battle that we're gonna see. Next. Not the one where the Dothraki show up. The one that's the one where they're actually gonna take Highgarden.
Or is that Casterly Rock that they're at?
No, the Unsullied are at Caster. If you notice, whenever you watch the previews, the trailers for season 7,
when they showed
the
banners,
Dothraki,
yeah.
They weren't with the Unsullied. When they showed the Unsullied, they weren't with the Dothraki.
Yeah.
They're going to split the army. It seems like they're going to split them into two. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be two separate battles. You're going to see the Unsullied go to take Casterly Rock. And you'll see the Dothraki attacking the Lannisters. Army, which could happen when they're attacking Highgarden, because he says that they need Highgarden because they need to feed the army and the horses, so it makes sense to go take them so that you can provision.
Yeah,
they can, you know, but the numbers are just. What I don't understand. This is what's crazy is the numbers don't make sense because whenever Tywin Lannister came and came to relieve, whenever Robert's Rebellion came, Tywin Lannister showed up with 10,000 men. The Lannister army was 10,000. Cersei has at least 60. She has 8,000 Unsullied, and I want to say she has 100,000 Dothraki.
Fuck.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, how does he expect to stand against her? The other thing that was crazy is the archers that he's using in one of the trailers, they're all red. They could be Lannister because Lannisters are red, but I think they're Samuel Tarly's dad's army.
The Tullys?
The Tarlys.
Tarlys. Is it Tarlys or Tullys?
Tarlys. They're the Tarlys. The Tullys are the Riverlands.
Okay.
And the Tarlys, Samuel Tarly's dad, is supposed to be a bannerman for the Tyrells.
Yeah.
Which means he probably is switching, doing a little switcheroo there. Maybe he wants to rule Highgarden.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, but all that still has to happen in 6 episodes.
And it's not, probably.
And...
Or they're going to cut a lot of shit out.
And we're supposed to get... some flashbacks to the tournament in Harrenhal with Rhaegar and Lyanna.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of stuff that I feel like they really wasted an episode. In my personal opinion,
there's that much.
I get that you got to set it up, but you could have cut a couple of minutes here and there, and done a little bit more.
What if they're just saving that stuff for the next season?
But at the end, you know what? At the end of it, we'll grade every episode, and at the end of the season, we can grade it because say starting next episode, they just go.
So they started slow, but then they pick it up super fast.
Then it'll make up for it, but...
It could happen, yeah.
I think it's going to take off really fast, honestly.
I expect...
If all this needs to happen, it has to take off.
Sunday has to be a good episode, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean...
They got to one-up themselves every episode.
All the episodes so far...
Sunday's got to be a Battle of the Bastards type episode.
No.
Definitely.
I think there has to be a battle, but I don't
There'll definitely be
a
battle. I don't
There's
going to
be
huge.
At least 3 battles.
A dance battle.
That have nothing to... There's going to be... You know what? Actually, there's going to be at least 4 battles. There's going to be Jaime and the Lannister army fighting at Highgarden. There's going to be the Dothraki fighting against the Lannister army. Uh-huh. There's going to be the Unsullied taking either Lannisport or Casterly Rock. It's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be when John and his little crew go north and they fight all the White Walkers.
It's like that's going to be the main one.
That's going to be
with,
a good one.
With Beric Dondarrion, we got some...
The Fire White.
This came out from the man himself, from his own mouth.
Mr. R.R. Martin.
Mr. J.R.R. Martin. George R.R. Martin. That Beric Dondarrion is actually a Fire White. Which actually throws everything on its head because
Song of
from
Fire
now
and
everyone
ice.
Had been talking about Song of Fire and Ice and, Ice and Fire. You know, yeah, it's Ice and Fire, yeah.
It could be Jon Snow and Ice stuff and Fire, yeah.
And it's a good so everyone thinks it's, you know, everyone thinks, oh, it has to do with Targaryens and the Starks, but
yeah.
What if it just has to do with White Walkers that are snow, I mean, ice-based life forms and Fire Whites, which are fire-based life forms.
So it's then are we going to see an army of Fire Whites?
That was the question.
And who would raise this army? Melisandre?
Well, the other question is that if Jon got resurrected like Beric did, is he a Fire White? You know what I mean? So that's the other question.
The fire doesn't bother me either, too. It's, that's...
Well, we haven't seen if the fire's bothered him yet, but... Or is Beric just a Fire White because he's died so many times?
And he loses a bit of his memory every time.
They say that George R.R. Martin said he doesn't have no blood in his veins and his heart doesn't beat.
He's a zombie.
Basically a fire zombie.
That's kind of awesome.
But it's crazy because he's so different from the...
And he has no idea still like why he keeps on getting resurrected. Why did the bringer or the Lords of Light, why did they choose him specifically?
Mm-hmm.
He still has no idea.
Nope. I guess we're going to find that out. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's destined to fight the Night King.
Maybe. We'll have
That'd
to
be
see.
His destiny.
What do you think is going to happen next episode, John?
I don't know. I think what there's going to be talks of like them. I think what's going to end up happening, honestly, I don't think Jon Snow's not he's not going to go to Dragonstone until very later on. I think what's going to end up happening is that the what is it called? The Fire Brigade? Is that what they're called?
The Brotherhood Without Banners?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The Brotherhood.
The Fire Brigade.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah. The Brotherhood Without Banners is actually going to go to Winterfell first.
I could see that, yeah.
And then they're going to go north to the Wall first. Yeah, they're going to join forces there. They're going to see do some reconnaissance because I'm pretty sure Jon Snow's going to be like, oh, snap, are you serious, guys? So he's going to make, like you said, like an all-star team really quick of like him, the Hound. I think that's going to happen pretty soon. I don't know if it might be next episode.
I have a feeling the Hound's going to break off and go to back to King's Landing to fight the Mountain.
Click game
ball. It's going to happen. The Mountain and the Hound.
I don't know. That would be pretty cool, though. Or like if he came back as a like a Fire White or something like that.
Oh, shit. That'd be really cool.
That'd be a legit
What do you think is going to happen next episode, Hot Sauce?
Hoping that will actually happen. That way we can see one of the dragons in action finally. That's my hope.
Dragons.
To see
them. Maybe they'll like do a Voltron thing and like fuse together into one or something.
Yeah.
What about you, Gil?
For next episode?
Mm-hmm.
I do have the feeling that John's going to end up going like what John was saying. Well, that at the, probably towards the end that John will end up in Dragonstone. As far as anything else being set up, man, I don't know. I don't have anything right now.
There's actually more than one prophecy when it comes to Jon Snow. It's not just the prince that was promised. It's not just the Azor Ahai. There's another one called the last hero or the dark hero or something like that. And people think that that's like Jon Snow because in that storyline, the hero goes with 12 companions beyond the wall, and he's the only one that comes back. Mm. And when they counted them up in the picture,
there was 12 of them. Yeah.
So they think he's that guy. I don't have the whole details on that theory, but it's one that I've like been reading a lot lately of just to kind of.
So then the Hound's dead.
Well, that would mean that everyone that goes north of the wall with him, which in the, if anything, if it's correct, what they've shown, and these are all spoilers, guys, so just stop listening right now.
Possible
spoilers, because we don't know.
Yeah.
But the pictures that they've shown from the set with Jon leaving Dragonstone, it's Jon, the Hound, Beric Dondarrion. The other guy that's with him.
The red beard guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. He's cool.
It's Thoros Amir. Thoros. Gendry's with him. Ser Jorah's with him.
But he's in the
in the pictures. He's the getting in the boat. Kinda. They're pushing off. Oh. So see, this is the this is what I think is going to happen. Jon is going to go to Dragonstone now because in the trailer for episode 2, they're telling him not to go because she can't be trusted. So he's probably going to get a raven from Sam that says there's a lot of dragon glass at Dragonstone, a mountain of it.
That's what they're searching
for. He's probably going to get a raven from Daenerys that's saying, swear fealty to me. And so he's just going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So because they're already warning him not to go. They're all leaving from Dragonstone. So he can't be there at the end because they all have to leave from Dragonstone to go north.
To north, yeah.
Because they don't have to go through the wall to go to Eastwatch by the sea because it's by the water.
Yeah.
Take the boat and go around. That's when Hardhome. That's how they got to Hardhome.
Yeah. I think they have to actually go through that first before you see John at Dragonglass or Dragonstone. Why do I keep on saying Dragonglass?
It's called the Last Hero. That's the theory.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know that he's going to get there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know he's getting there.
But I think it's going to happen within the first 3 episodes.
I can see that. Yeah, because they have to speed shit up. So
I think it's going to happen within the first 3 episodes. So there's still so much to do because supposedly at the end of this season, they're all supposed to meet Cersei at the Dragon Pit.
Where is that?
Because Daenerys is there to fight for the Iron Throne. She has no knowledge of the White Walkers.
Well, she will.
So when Jon shows up, he's going to say, hey, there's this going on. And she's probably not going to believe him. Mm-hmm. She's probably going to say, I need proof. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get one and bring it back so you can see it.
What if she sends one of her lieutenants?
It's gonna be like the Cersei type deal, Cersei Euron thing, if that's how you're making it seem.
Like bring a gift back or something.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like that.
Maybe. I think she's gonna send Tyrion under the dragons.
That's what I was thinking. Well, not on the dragon, but somebody high up to go with them.
Only one. What you don't understand is only one person can ride the dragon. Only one person. The dragon only bonds with one rider. It'll kill everybody else. So if Daenerys has Drogo,
still two left.
Correct, but from everything that's been read, the Viserion's gonna get killed and turn into an ice dragon. So
is that confirmed?
I don't think that's confirmed. Well, actually, from what I read, this one ended exactly the way it said it was gonna end, with her saying,
uh-huh.
"It said exactly she's gonna go into Dragonstone. She's gonna say, 'Shall we begin?' And it's gonna end." So I read every single one of them.
They've nailed it. That
whoever it leaked to.
Wow,
the script.
That's scary.
And it's the same one that leaked the last script that was pretty much dead on.
That sucks.
For the most part, it's lining up. And actually, it's a cool story, though. From what I've read, there's a couple of differences, but all the major stuff is there. So, as much as I would like Tyrion to be a Lannister, and he probably is, a Targaryen. He probably is in the books. Mm-hmm. He's probably not. And actually, in the books, Jon Snow probably isn't even who he is in this. In the books, he's probably a Ashara Dane son. Ned Stark's actual real son with Ashara Dane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's actually an Aegon Targaryen that has an army that's already fighting in Westeros in the book as of right now, which is only book 5.
So he's already straight away.
He's with the Golden Company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's with the Golden Company. He was going to go meet Daenerys. He was going to link up with her. He's going to marry her. And together they were going to come take it. But Tyrion kind of talked to him. And he's like, nah, forget that. I don't need to marry her. I'm taking my army. I'll go attack right now. So he already has a couple of the kingdoms and a couple of the people have already going to him.
Hmm.
So he's already fighting in Westeros as of book 5.
So he's taking over shit.
And he's someone that's not even in the series at all.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? So there's things that are gonna change, definitely.
That are different.
So I'm sure Tyrion might be a Targaryen. If Jon's not a Targaryen in the book, then he may be the third Targaryen in the book. You know, he's also George R. R. Martin's favorite character.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Do you think when Jon leaves Dragonstone, is Daenerys going to stay in Dragonstone herself or is she going to go towards King's Landing? Is she going
to
take off?
Now, Daenerys is going to go fight. When they go to do whatever, when they leave on that boat, she's going to go on. What you, the other thing you have to understand too is in the past, whenever the Targaryens took Westeros, they never brought all three dragons to battle.
To one fight, yeah.
They only did it once in the Field of Fire. Mm-hmm. Brought all three. Mm-hmm. But it's such a huge army, because the Targaryens were outnumbered. Just like the way the Lannisters only have like one army against everybody, mm-hmm. but they had dragons. So, the was it the Starks? There was three houses. Then it was the Lannisters, the Starks. Oh no, it was the Tyrells. Whoever was in charge of Highgarden at the time, I don't think they're Tyrells. The Lannisters and one of they had together, they had like almost 100,000 men. And the Targaryens only had like 40,000. But they brought all three dragons.
They evened the odds.
It just,
the dragons.
Yeah, it just tore them up. So, it could. I mean, he could ride a dragon. A lot of people, it's kind of hinting at that.
That'd be cool.
But we'll have to see.
I think Jon Snow's for sure going to be riding one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because according to the thing and the pictures they show, Rhaegal is going to actually confront Jon when he's walking up the steps of Dragonstone.
Oh.
So the dragon's going to stare him, but the dragon's going to like really want to be with him.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to trip out. Because the way that they are with her, they're going to be like that with him.
Oh.
And she's going to be like, whoa, there's something going on here.
She's the mother of dragons. He's the father of dragons.
So we got to make sure we put spoilers in here.
Who's the daddy?
Yeah, who's your daddy?
So the last hero went in search of the Children of the Forest in the Northern Lands. His companions died after giants and White Walkers attacked them. But the last hero eventually survived and found the Children of the Forest. Shortly after, the Night's Watch was created and its men won the Battle of the Dawn, forcing the others to retreat. So people are thinking that it's Jon Snow because he set out into the Deadlands with a sword, a horse, a dog, and a dozen companions.
Damn.
And he only came back.
Yes, and he was the only one that came back.
Damn.
And his sword froze.
Oh, double damn.
So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm just disappointed. I know a lot of people aren't, but I'm just disappointed because you think where we left off, probably the two best episodes we've ever seen in Game of Thrones back to back, which was the Battle of the Bastards, episode 9, and then episode 10 when they...
Winds of Winter was the very last one.
Yeah, Winds of Winter. So
that was badass.
To see those last... Because after I saw Battle of the Bastards, I was like, man, could this get any better? Is there any possibility that they outdid themselves? You know what I mean? Like the episode before the series finale was so good. How can they match it? And they did. And they did it without battles, which was cool. So I guess I'm coming off of that. I don't know how many people rewatched it, but I get it. I mean,
well, they're probably gonna build it all up again towards the end.
It's kind of funny though to hear John say that.
I liked it, and everybody else did it.
I know. So I guess we're gonna go back to our Tuesday recordings. I know we had been going, we done a Saturday night and a Sunday night.
Weekends, yeah.
But I guess we're gonna have to go back to Tuesday so that we can
do Game of Thrones
every.
Yeah.
So
we gotta do our little reviews.
And then change it. Anybody want to say anything about Game of Thrones before we move on?
No, man. I thought it was well executed.
Yeah, I liked it too a lot. It's just, you know, it's the build up. It's the quiet before the storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much.
Even though the White Walkers were bringing in the storm themselves.
That was cool.
That was very cool.
What was that, Atos?
Too much poop.
Yeah.
There was a lot of poop.
Don't get me wrong. I like poop.
As I was watching that, I got it the first two or three times, but they kept, and I was like,
it started grossing me out.
This is tripping me out. Like, this is way too much.
Like, I was like, yeah.
You don't need any filler. You don't need to fill it anymore. Just tell the damn story.
There was a whole lot of filling going on.
Okay, so the other news we got out, Star Wars news. We're going to go from something big to something bigger. Star Wars news came out, D23. Got Mark Hamill in here, his picture at least.
Yes.
Hot Sauce has to bring him every time he comes.
Mm-hmm. Don't never leave home without him.
So at D23, they talked, Star Wars. They talked the Avengers. We'll get into that little bit later. And they talked Star Wars Land opening up in 2019. Showed a video concept of it.
That's cool.
I want to live there.
Talked about the hotels. Going to have a view into space. It's going to be, you're going to serve blue milk. Mm-hmm. I think I read that they're going to give you wardrobe in there where you can actually dress like the way you would if you were in Star Wars.
Like formal Jedi.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I'm going to do that for sure, just saying.
I got to go. Like, I'm going. One way or the other. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go.
It's going to be in Disney World, right?
Yeah, in Florida.
Okay.
You're going to leave the kid here. You're just
going to have to leave the kid here. My sister's going to babysit. She already knows. It's already planned.
That's
so. one of the biggest things that came out was that episode eight is going to have a very shocking, it's going to be very shocking to people. And
you are not the father.
People are just going to trip out on it. It's going to be so different, but the cast is saying that it's going to work. Are we?
And that's even Mark Hamill?
Even Mark Hamill didn't agree with the whole thing.
Yeah, he didn't agree with it to begin with, which was what we talked about that at one point. Mm-hmm. He did say, though, that in the video that they showed, that it's going in a direction that even though he thought he knew it all, he may not, and it probably is going to work out. Yeah, but we have people in here that have seen Star Wars. Some of us more than others.
Spoilers, guys.
But do you do you see that as a what do you think, John? Does it disturb you, or I mean, does it kind of make you scratch your head like, damn, is this going to suck? Or are you excited?
I'm a real big fan of lore, so I mean, I think if they do it right, it's going to be good. So I mean, I think they have a potential of messing it up, but I mean, if Mark Hamill's on board with it, then it's going to be good.
Well, remember, after he said that criticizing stuff, he went back and kind of like backtracked a little bit. So it makes you wonder if they had a talk with him. So we don't know for sure if it was him saying like, oh, you know, my comments were taken out of context. That's not necessarily what I meant. Or he could really mean it.
Yeah.
What about you, Hot Sauce? Does it concern you?
Having talked to Mark Hamill myself, actually, he didn't tell me anything about it. He just said, hey, thanks for having us. No, I know it's going to be good. I think for one of the first time ever, it's going to go into actual backstory. And
flashbacks.
Flashbacks of what the Force like is all between. About, basically. And
awesome. Midichlorians. We'll
find little things like that that's going to start to make sense. Yeah. And Rey's going to be it, so anything she's in, I'm going to watch.
Of course, of course.
Wifey. Hashtag wifey.
So, Gil, Hot Sauce says it's going to be good. Is it going to be one of those things where the Phantom Menace came out and we went and saw it and we were like, man, this is so awesome because we've been waiting so long for this. And then after like 6 months, you're like, actually, that movie wasn't as good as we really thought it was.
Probably that initial shock would be that way. But then this is 2017. So like, it's not like back in the day when we learned that Darth Vader was the father of Luke. It's not going to be at that epic scale, I don't think. Not that kind of shock, because it's just, we're desensitized nowadays. It's different.
Very true.
So I'm like, it'll be like, oh my God. And then the next day it's like, oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
I'm all for changing things up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's see what we can do with this. But you have to stay like 80% the course, especially when it comes to Star Wars.
They're going
to
keep it predictable.
So if you go off the rails, you have a lot of people that you could probably potentially...
You lose a fan base.
Yes, and Star Wars is only Star Wars because of its fan base.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for the fan base spending all that money, like me, you wouldn't have the money for it.
Yeah.
So
now they're not gonna
I'm not overly concerned, but I am worried because when they say it's shocking, it's going to be different than what people have seen, and I'm just like, okay, like, we don't go to watch Star Wars movies for different. We go to watch Star Wars movies for
escape.
The same. You know, the way that it should be. It does bother me. Not a whole lot. Not yet. But, I mean, I'm still going to go see it. That's the thing about Star Wars. They're going to get their money.
Yeah.
Initially. Yeah. It's like DC movies. But
they're gonna get started with that
that's yet. What scares me. Yeah. Is when you have, when we got mad the last time. When you have Batman and Superman and it should just work and it should be easy, you overthink it. you think I'm going to change it all up, and then and then you get Batman versus Superman.
When the studio starts to panic, is that
why would you say that name? Triggered.
I think we'll be pleasantly surprised. It'll be a good surprise. It'll still be within like the confines of us being like, or you know, being something predictable. It's not going to be too crazy, but I think it'll be a good kind of crazy.
Yeah.
As long as I see it in the most times at the theater, I had to win that.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have a kid now, so it's a possibility.
Oh yeah, hey, you didn't have a kid last time. I won up to.
So if, so if,
I'm dropping.
Let's just
out.
Play devil's advocate, John.
Sorry. Okay.
If it comes out and it's just they changed it way too much.
They pulled a DC.
And yeah, they pulled a DC on it.
The irony.
Do you give them a pass because they still got one more movie to go, or
pretty
do you,
much,
or
yeah.
do you really like
you didn't end
go
up giving
on them?
I feel like regardless, everybody's gonna give it a pass because you know it's they have one more movie to go, and I mean, even if it was a trash movie, second movie, and the first seven of them were good,
yeah.
you're still gonna watch that eighth movie.
The first one was okay. The second one was okay. The third one was a little bit better than okay. You know, A New Hope is the classic ones. They never go wrong.
No. Yeah.
Episode 7 was good. Episode 8's got to be good. What do you think, Hot Sauce? You give them a pass if they mess up episode 8?
Yeah, they're not going to mess it up. I think they learned from the Jar Jar Binks, and it's never going to happen again like that. So.
Nah. Well, you know what? Now that you say that, I guess they could never go as bad as Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, they could never, yeah.
Misa.
They're good. They're safe.
They know as well. As long as you don't pull a Jar Jar Binks, then we're all good.
The worst they can do is be mediocre. Not bad.
You heard it yourself. Bless you. You heard it yourself from Hot Sauce and Men of the Cave.
Put it out. God
bless. You never go full Jar Jar.
They are not going to mess it up.
Take it from Mark now.
Mark?
Take it away, Mark.
Take it away.
So it's safe. We're going to say as of right now, it's safe.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what was really cool?
I think it's going to be darker than...
Did anybody see the video?
I thought that...
That they posted of the behind the scenes?
I didn't see that. I didn't think...
I refuse to see that just because I don't want to know anything.
I didn't know they actually released it.
Check it out at the end. This isn't a spoiler at all.
I'm going to have to watch it.
At the end, it's Admiral Akbar.
Yeah?
And he has a trap. Yeah,
that's the trap.
And he's all, it's a wrap.
It was
pretty funny.
That's like a wrap.
After everything. The behind the scenes, it shows that... Yeah, it doesn't really spoil anything.
Do you think they're going to go darker than Empire Strikes Back?
They say it's going to go darker than Empire Strikes Back.
Maybe that's a surprise. Something really, really, really dark's going
to
happen.
You have to watch it. It's a lot of them talking, and Daisy Ridley says that it's going to be totally what people aren't expecting. That's kind of what worries me. Like, it's not, like, what do you mean it's not what I'm expecting?
Because Star Wars is predictable. You're not supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, Star Wars, like, real fans like myself and you, Eric, kind of John.
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Real fans like us, we understand. We've seen all the things of Star Wars. Star Wars is, it can be bubblegummy.
Yeah.
It can be the hero saves everybody and everything's peachy. It can be dark. Episode 3, Empire Strikes Back. So for us to say it's like Rogue something One. We've never seen and it's going to be so different, it kind of worries me.
What if, and this is, I know it's going to be a crazy theory, but what if Kylo somehow learned how to play a trick on Luke and he's part of the reason, like, Luke kills part of his own Jedi that he was helping create? That could be pretty dark and unexpected, and why Mark Hamill didn't agree with, nah, he would never do that, or that would never happen to Luke type of thing.
That's actually a pretty good theory right there.
It just came into my mind.
Like, if he Jedi mind tricked him to kill everybody?
Yeah. And he just went crazy for a second.
Played with his emotions.
I mean, there's still people out there that think that Kylo Ren is like a plant. Not like a plant that grows, but like they implanted him and they're like a spy or
like an insurgent.
Yeah, not an insurgent.
Like a
James Bond. Like a, what are they? How is that word not? It's eluding me. Like a.
Could have swore it's insurgent.
Oh, like the movie. What's it called?
Like a turncoat or like a trait, like a embedded or.
Someone's gonna be
listening to this and be saying the word like, you idiot. I know, because I would be saying it.
That was me a while back.
It's gonna be interesting though. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, anything Star Wars, I'm gonna watch.
Hell yeah.
But Star Wars is so good, you can watch it the first two or three or four times, like The Phantom Menace, and you could be like, man, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this
Manchurian Candidate.
Manchurian Candidate. Denzel's gonna be in it. So we're not, at this point, the Men of the Cave are not really overly concerned.
I think they'll be all right. They got a good cast.
Turns out to be true. Remember, you heard it here from Hot Sauce, and everybody owes me $20.
They're also saying that Snoke is a creature from outside of the known galaxy.
From Outer Rim.
Another galaxy altogether?
Like, we couldn't tell that by looking at him.
Yeah.
He looked pretty fucked.
From the Blue Lagoon.
He looks like he came out on the Monster Mash or something like that.
That's the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
They did the mash.
The next news that came out was Infinity War. They showed a trailer. Like a trailer.
Mm-hmm. It's like a trailer.
And there was some really cool stuff in there. It showed Thanos fighting against Doctor Strange, Iron Man, and Star-Lord.
Yeah, Star-Lord.
It showed Thor floating around in space. He gets hit by the Milano.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy find him. shows a lot of cool, interesting stuff. I'm surprised we haven't seen it yet.
They said they were going to release it next week, I thought.
Is that what they said?
I think so. Like, the people in attendance got to see it. And then
and they
like
actually
the
showed
week,
Thanos with the gauntlet.
Yeah. And then they show at the end of the trailer, he was throwing a chunk of the moon at the Earth or some shit like that?
He was throwing the chunk of the moon at the Avengers symbol.
Oh, okay.
Like it was showing the
Avengers
Infinity, and he was throwing the moon at it or something.
Got it.
That's what's up.
So what's our anticipation level for Infinity War? I know it's farther out than Star Wars.
Yeah, somewhere in the summer.
When that trailer drops.
Ooh, man.
You think people are going to go crazy?
Get pumped. I think so,
yep,
yeah.
Absolutely, man.
For sure.
If it's going to be that epic, yeah. It's going to be a slow build-up, but yeah.
We're going to see Adam Warlock at some point in this movie, you think?
I say the end.
No, I think he's in, yeah.
Like I say the very end, yeah. Like either the end credits or like the very just the end of the movie itself. Mm-hmm. Like here I am to save the day.
What are you thinking about Hot Sauce with that movie coming out next year?
Well, just the trailer alone, I'm sure is gonna get like the most views of anything.
It seems like everything does that now, right? Like
social media.
There's really nothing that big anymore.
Yeah. Because
there was a point where Star Wars had like the most ever, and then it got broken by.
Chicken Little.
Yeah, Chicken Little.
I don't know.
Yogi Bear.
I don't even know if that's an actual movie.
You know, so it's definitely...
Yogi Bear.
Everything's just getting more epic and more epic.
It is. And there's a lot of properties out there now, you know, because Black Panther's coming out before that, isn't it?
Yep,
or after?
In February. Yep.
February?
It's coming out first.
We still have...
Thor.
Thor coming out. Is that it? We just got Thor and Star Wars left?
Yeah.
Yeah, well... DC size would be Justice League.
Oh, Justice League. Oh, how could I forget?
It's DC. It may be forgettable. That's the thing. We don't know yet.
It's going to have my friend, Jason Momoa.
And then after that, Aquaman.
I'm actually going to meet Jason Momoa, hopefully, in November.
Then he's not your friend yet. They don't count.
Yeah. Future friend.
What were we watching the other day at work? And Hot Sauce is like, that's my friend. Was it Judge Dredd?
That was
like
one
Carl,
of them. I remember
Carl
that.
Carl Urban
yeah.
is
Carl
my friend.
Urban, my new friend. Yep. Hang out.
Don't you tell me about my best friend.
He's so are we still too far out to talk anything about Infinity War?
I think so.
And they're hyping up Infinity War more than they are Black Panther right now.
You know what they did show in it? They did show Spider-Man in his suit.
The one that he
that they were going to give him at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's yep.
Which we're now going to talk about that, and we're going to spoil it.
Spoil it. I'm going to take a nap, guys. So just wake me up when it's done.
So, this is your spoiler warning.
Turn off your Spidey senses, John.
So, speaking of Spidey senses, he didn't have Spidey sense,
but he does. They did.
They tease it in the trailer. Yes,
in Infinity War. Yeah,
the suit did mostly everything.
Yeah.
For him.
It was like a mini Jarvis, or whatever. What do you call her? Karen, I think he named it.
Yeah, they named her Karen. Yeah.
Should I activate instant kill? What? No.
And then his eyes changed. That was cool. I like that.
The other most interesting thing about this Spider-Man, and I was very happy to see it. Well, I was happy that to not see it, but I was kind of disappointed there was no reference to it, like at all.
Yeah.
No Uncle Ben
at all. Like, nope.
They didn't even say the words Uncle and Ben.
Which was good.
That's good.
It was very good.
It's already played out. That's
and
a nice thing to hear.
She's still hot.
My selective hearing's kicking in.
Flash Thompson is a Indian dude, Hindu Indian dude, and MJ is not Mary
and they
Jane.
They said that's not necessarily that they can change that at any.
That
point.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was interesting that
they say that for the end.
Her name isn't. What is her real name?
Mary Jane. Her name's Michelle something.
I know, but what's MJ's real name in
the comic or
Mary Jane?
It's Mary Jane, isn't it?
It is Mary Jane, right?
Sure. Yeah.
It's Mary Jane.
I'm just testing.
We're like,
y'all.
Yeah, Mary Jane.
I'm testing
so
y'all.
What's like, Mary what Jane?
We ain't talking about the reefer.
Dude, speaking of reefer, who was there when we were watching? Just this is way off the subject, but who was watching Family Feud with us the other day at work when we were leaving? And they said 10 things that are a slang term for marijuana. And the guy said reefer, and it wasn't on there.
There's like, what? Yeah,
Doobie was on there.
Yeah.
Grass.
There were probably a bunch of old people in there.
It was like old sayings, yeah.
There wasn't no cannabis. It was crazy.
Somebody's out here smoking the
anyways,
devil's lettuce.
Anyways, back to MJ from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Their eyes were redder than the devil's dick, smoking the devil's lettuce.
So what devil do you lettuce. Think, what was it, what would you give Spider-Man Homecoming hot sauce?
I'm taking a nap.
John, stop being a. You should have watched it.
8.5.
An 8.5.
Yeah.
Gil.
8.5, I think, as well. 8.59.
I'd give it a solid 8.59, yeah. I mean, it was really good. The kid's a good Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Michael Keaton. Awesome villain. That
Michael
movie.
Keaton.
Great villain.
So tell us about Michael Keaton's villain in Spider-Man Homecoming.
He was the Vulture.
Where did he get his parts from?
But he got his tech or his alien tech from after the fallout from the first
the Battle of New York.
Yeah, the Battle of New York
from the very first Avengers.
So he would get all the scrap. He was like what a construction worker or something like that. Some
so
kind
it's
of
in the so it's in the MCU.
So yeah, this is crazy, technically right? In the MCU, and he was a contractor getting all these alien parts and making tech years later. I think it was what, 8 years go by.
Yeah, because they shut him down. Yeah. The government wanted all the pieces.
Tony Stark specifically was running it and all that. So.
Friends with a genius, which is the Tinkerer.
And they show the Shocker in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker, yeah. He was without Master P. Silk the Shocker.
There you go.
The Devastator.
Woo!
Surprise.
A pleasant surprise.
So yeah, Michael King played a very good villain. It was a great actor just in general.
There was a really good twist in there, but we're not going to ruin it for John.
That was cool.
We'll save that to not ruin it for John.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't know what the twist is.
Even though John has a fire stick and all that stuff, I mean, come on, John.
I don't have a fire stick. Those things are illegal.
Oh, are they? Are they illegal?
Or the apps that they...
You would neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
How about, you know,
I have
I'll
a fire
just,
stick for legal reasons for
I'll
Netflix.
I'll just
and
edit
Amazon
that
Prime.
Part out.
He's a big Amazon fan.
We're going to do our second edit ever. Well, I'm surprised John hasn't watched it because he lives so close to
a movie
to an Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
And you make good cheese.
I'm wondering what the twist is.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, the twist is pretty crazy. The
ending twist they're talking about, right, specifically?
There's a couple of twists in there. Where
there's one that was a funny
What's
twist.
What's a twist?
I was going to mention that one, but never mind.
I'm talking about the twist. You know, y'all don't know what I'm talking about?
You know what?
I'm thinking of the very, very end twist.
I'm going to go ahead and step out.
But there was another one
the
like
restroom, so
middle-ish.
Go ahead and talk about that.
There's twist. No twist in there.
Yes, there is.
When somebody Hot goes sauce. To somebody's house.
Wait, that's not a twist.
It's like, oh.
You know what, Eric? You didn't know that when you
that
walked into the movie.
That was the most like obvious thing that was going to happen. That's why it's an 8.5. It's like, oh, of course it's going to be out of the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in that city. Oh, it just so happens to be the dead.
He dead.
Hot Sauce, you're horrible about keeping twists secret.
He the pappy.
He's out of the room. It doesn't count.
It doesn't matter. He can hear. These walls are thin.
He knows
these
nothing.
Walls had ears.
John knows nothing.
On a scale of Jon Snow to 10,
you probably know what
how much
for, like,
do you know?
3 weeks.
Did you see that one?
Yes.
That one's a good one, too. On a scale of the Hound and Cersei Lannister, how much do you love your siblings? He's all like, on a scale of 0 to Oberon, how much does your headache hurt?
Mm-hmm. There's some good ones in there.
On a scale of 0 to Tywin Lannister, how scared are you of going to the restroom in the dark by yourself?
With the door open.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
Mum's the word.
Yeah, I'm back, guys.
What are we expecting? What did you think about the suit at the very end?
I thought it was fucking badass, that one. It looked really cool. But the one, you're talking about the one he's... No, I don't. Okay, yeah. That one's...
I acquired that from somewhere, John.
It was a really cool looking
That's
suit.
Actually really cool.
That Time magazine with Game of Thrones on it?
Game of Thrones.
Nope.
Game of Thrones. So we will see that suit. Plus, he had the suit he was originally using. So I'm curious what kind of upgrades he's getting in that new suit.
The new
thrusters.
It's always cool to see Robert Downey Jr. in there. Like, I mean,
he always steals the scene, man.
And Pepper. There.
Pepper. They made up
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts.
That's awesome. That's actually really cool.
I bet they didn't want to pay her like those other times. Or like, all right, fine. Probably. We want to make this a good diva. Success. Here you go. Here's a like, couple million dollars just for like 3 minutes of your time.
I know she's
right. Yeah, it wasn't that long.
I know, right? She steadily declined her screen time, as you've noticed, since
quite a lot.
Original Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Pepper Potts has been replaced.
Pepper Potts, everybody.
By Salt Plant. You know, she's Pepper, Salt.
People often plants. Ask me, how do I go to the restroom in the suits? It's like, just like that. Like, you just peed your suit.
Makes me wonder, like, okay, this is Spider-Man movie, and they're going to continue making more. How is the Venom stuff going to tie in? Because that's going to be rated R.
What do you think, John?
I wasn't paying attention because...
How is the Venom going to tie into Spider-Man?
I don't think so. It's going to be its own universe, honestly.
Well, they did kind of say that, but...
They're still going to bring Spider-Man.
If they were smart, they'd have to kind of put Spider-Man in there. You can't have Venom without Spider-Man.
Yeah. True.
Right.
That's like salt without pepper.
It's like you can't triple stamp a double stamp, so...
No givesies, backsies.
I don't know.
No erases.
You can't stack your promotions.
That's tough. I don't know.
He's going to have to do a cameo. Easy. Boom. Done.
Yeah, there you go.
The quick cameo.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vulture's in prison now.
Yeah.
And we all know that Carnage came from, you know, he gets his symbiote in prison. But because he's locked up with Eddie Brock, right?
It's Eddie Brock originally. Yeah.
Eddie Monster.
No. Carnage. Venom is
Eddie Brock. Carnage was Butch.
Yeah.
Butch Cassidy.
No.
Butch
Cassidy. It's not Butch Cassidy.
Gotcha.
Got him.
Clayton Cassidy.
There you go. Yeah, something like that.
That's a brother.
Clifford Cassidy.
No, it's not Clifford.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. It's going to be interesting. How would you like to see it happen?
If they bring him in, like a spider, if they bring, I guess, Tom Holland's character, Spider-Man, he's going to be all Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. It'll probably be like in a cameo, to be honest.
Cletus Cassidy.
I knew it was something like that.
It's going to be a rated R movie and all that, they're probably going to just like a quick cameo.
Cletus!
That would be kind of cool if they team up against Carnage.
See, I can't say anything because I don't know if it correlates to the movie or not. So, like...
Say it.
Just say it.
Don't spoil
it. Why don't
it.
You just say it?
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
Mate?
No.
John, are you refusing to participate, John?
I am.
Net.
Yes.
John's mad because he can't participate in the Spider-Man.
Yeah, like I can't even talk about it.
Dude, yes you can.
I'm frustrated.
Nothing. There's no twists in there.
Lies.
They just dance the twist.
You were just telling me that, talking about big twists before I went pee.
Come on, baby.
That's what the talking about.
Yeah. Oh. John. What are we going to do with you, John?
I don't know.
We'll I went and saw that movie like 3 times. You could have went with me at any point.
Mm-hmm. At any point? You didn't even let me know when you were going any of 3 of those times.
Whatever. Hey, those are excuses, John.
No, they're not.
You make time to play speedrunners with me.
True.
You know what, actually? Let's talk about speedrunners, John.
What about it?
Tell our audience about what a great game it is.
It's a very fun game.
And you forgot your controller.
Oh,
so we can't play 3 players.
No,
we
can't. Beach.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, it's such a great game. So it's simple. You have... I got to see the controllers because I don't play Xbox. Oh,
Whoa.
Okay, you have... A to jump. Y for slide, X is for grappling hook, and B is for your, like, to activate a weapon, okay? Then you, of course, you use your joystick to run around, but it's a 2D racer, so what you're trying to do...
You're always running in one direction.
Yeah, you're always running in one direction, and you're trying to outlast everybody in the race, pretty much. You go up to 5 matches, 4, 3. You got to win 3 matches...
And you win the round.
And you win the round. That's the objective.
Or you win
the game.
Three rounds and you win a match. There I don't go. Know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
It's one of those. I can't.
It's very
can't.
Simple, very addictive.
Very, very simple, very addictive.
Because all the levels are different.
Yes.
And you yeah, wall jump a lot.
You do wall jump.
And a then lot. You have, what do you, you know, you got your power ups like your grappling hook.
Yeah.
You have a grappling hook where you can swing. You can do that all the time, but you can only grapple in certain areas.
That's Spider-Man.
But you have a golden hook is what
there
it's called. And that will hook either the person in front of you or the first person, grab them and it'll flip you. You'll be where yeah. they are. So if you're trying to wall jump and you grapple someone up, they can fall down potentially and die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you can drop a crate on them.
You can do like there's some dirt or you can block with crates too.
So yeah, think of like Mario Kart where like the power ups that you can like beat your opponents with or knock them back. It's kind of like that kind of concept.
Yeah.
And how many times have you beaten me, John?
A bunch of times.
How many times have you beaten me, like, to win the match?
A bunch of times.
No, that's only happened, like, twice.
It's like three times.
Yeah. Today we put it on hard.
Well, that was ridiculous.
And it was ridiculous.
We were humbled.
We couldn't win.
Or we don't have robot brains, so we got to get robot brains now.
We don't got robot... Yeah, because that... They were hitting everything.
Perfectly, too.
Like, everything they wanted, they were hitting.
I was thinking of getting robot legs. It's a risky operation.
That's what I was getting at. I'm thinking, thank you for going with it.
You're welcome. Us. I try.
So, who should get speedrunners?
Anybody who has friends or anybody... Who plays Xbox?
Anybody that's seen the movie Blade Runner?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to that.
Is it on PS4 as well or just Xbox?
I don't know.
I believe it's on both.
Blade okay. Runner?
Is I got it free on Xbox One with my gold membership.
Ooh.
I like
and gold. It's by far the best free game I've ever gotten in and my honest, life.
It's up there.
We tried, I guess you can make user
Rocket,
maps.
Rocket League's always a fun one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hot Sauce Fame is really good at Rocket League, but I don't
we gotta, know. We got to play Hot Sauce.
We only have two controllers, so.
I'll bring mine.
Yeah, next time.
No, we could play.
You have to be on the same team, though.
Yeah, I don't want to be on this team.
Oh, you can't be on different teams?
I think you could do one-on-one, but that's kind of lame.
Yeah,
kind of. Oh, it is. Yeah, we need 8 people?
Or like 3-on-3, I think it is.
Is it 3-on-3? Trace-on-trace?
Yeah. Or you could do 2-on-2 as well.
I like 3-on-3.
So, John.
Yes.
What is the next movie you're going to go see?
Spider-Man.
The Notebook Part 2.
What was the last movie you saw, John?
Give me a second. I'm thinking. It was Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Wonder Woman.
So, I'm going over some notes here. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, Steven Rogers, who is Captain America... is not going to be Captain America in Infinity War. Who's he going to be, Gil?
The Nomad, apparently.
He's going to go full Nomad?
He's going full Nomad, guys.
So do you think we're going to see him finally transition from Captain America and let the Winter Soldier take over?
I mean, besides he's going to be out of contract by the end of the movie. We've been alluding to that for a while. He has been alluding to that for a while. So yeah, he's going to go full-on Nomad, and Bucky's taking over his role. He'll be handing over the shield. Though, Spider-Man spoiler, they did mention that Cap's shield gets upgraded.
Oh, they do mention that. You're right.
There are a few other things also. Like, he was loading up in the plane, and one of them was a prototype shield for Captain America.
Which is crazy, because if Tony Stark and Captain America aren't happy with each other, why would he be upgrading the shield?
Because he's still... Technically, he's still friends, he thinks.
They're still boys,
they're
right?
They're still boys. Deep down, he's
at
still
the end of
guy.
Civil War, did you get kind of like teary-eyed when he wrote him that letter?
It was a little sad.
I did.
It was a little, yeah.
It is, right?
Kind of tugged the heartstrings.
Because, you know, you empathize with Tony Stark that his parents were killed.
Yeah.
And then it was your best friend who did it, but you understand that your best friend didn't have any control of what he was doing. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that Tony Stark's parents didn't. No, they still died. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was good.
He's kind of like torn.
Yeah.
So out of all the Marvel movies out right now that have been out to this date, from Iron Man all the way to the last one we saw, the last Marvel movie that's been out.
It was Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man.
Well, no, from the MCU.
Well, technically, Spider-Man is MCU.
Well, Spider-Man is technically, but that we're gonna exclude that.
Doctor Strange.
Okay, so between all, which one's the best?
Ooh, fuck.
That's tough.
Or you know what? Give me your top three. Rank them in order.
Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy for me is first.
Is that one?
That'd be number one for me.
Okay.
I think that's a good number one. I agree.
Well, no, everyone's gonna do their own.
Number two.
That's way too long.
Would be probably the first Iron Man. And then number three would be. Shit, that's a harder one. Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Yeah, Winter Soldier was really dope.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to skip John. Because John basically agreed with you on Guardians of the Galaxy and Winter Soldier. Okay, what's your third one? If you went with Guardians and Winter Soldier, what's your third one?
I would say it would be the Avengers 1, actually.
The first Avengers?
Yeah.
Hot sauce?
Like 1, 2, 3, I was thinking the first Avengers because it's the first time that's ever happened before. And for so long, I guess growing up as a kid, I was like, man, it'd just be awesome if they just did a movie all together. And it slowly came true. So that was pretty awesome when that came out. And then 2 would be Guardians of the Galaxy. And 3 would be Winter Soldier. Captain America.
Yeah, I gotta say I would say Guardians. I wouldn't even say Guardians number one. I'd probably say Winter Soldier number one. And then Guardians, and then either Avengers or Civil War, because it's the same people.
Just all good. I mean, yeah.
But they're so good, it's kind of hard. Iron Man could go there because it was the first one.
I guess the one that set the... Without that movie, nothing else would have happened.
John, you're a big anime lover.
Yes, I am.
If you could only watch one anime series for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, that's tough.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't think it'd be Dragon Ball Z, honestly.
Really?
I could watch that all day, every day.
Damn, that's hard. Because there's a lot of good animes out there. There's one called My Hero Academia. That one's really good.
Macadamia Nuts?
Macadamia Nuts.
Yeah. For the rest of your life?
Yeah. I don't think I can do Dragon Ball.
No?
Yeah, it's just that's... I love it. Watch. Don't get me wrong, but it's just overrated too.
So it would be the Macadamia.
Yeah, My Hero Macadamia.
What would be... Where would Attack on Titan... Is that ranked high in your anime list?
That's actually ranked pretty high. That's a high priority read when I read.
What are your top five?
That's a good one.
Animes that you enjoy.
The new Castlevania would be one.
Ooh.
I can't give you in a specific order.
These no order. Just give me five.
The new Dragon Ball Super is up there. I'm gonna hit it a little old school and say what was it called? The Warriors Ronin.
Ronin Warriors.
Ronin Warriors. That was always a dope one.
Ronin Warriors.
That's two. I'm sure the Macadamia is one of them. So that's
three. I would say another good one that I really enjoyed watching was Gurren Lagann. That's another good one. Very good one. Like, it's up there. And that's all I could think of right now.
Tell me about your Hero Macadamia. What is it about?
So it's a world where superheroes are like, is a common thing. Like, so people with superpowers are born like every day.
Uh-huh, keep going.
And on top of that, these guys, you have to be a real special person to be like a superhero, because everybody has superpowers nowadays. Well, this kid is born without superpowers, and it's like a hereditary thing, right? Like, you're either born with it or you're not. And most of the time, people who are born with it,
their kids are born with it.
Yeah, but he wasn't born with it.
He's a squib.
Yeah, pretty much. And so what ends up happening is that, you know, his role model ends up telling him, you know, you can get superpowers too if you train like me. So he trains and he gets superpowers from his role model, it gets pretty hardcore. Which ends up, that's pretty much the first episode, first two episodes, really. And yeah.
I said in a nutshell?
I mean, not really, but I'd rather give you the first two episodes than like talk about the whole series, because it's really good. Like, really good.
What makes, Hot Sauce, what makes Dragon Ball Z so good? Like what's so? I've seen it. It's not spectacular, but it's entertaining. Actually, the old Dragon Ball Z kind of boring. They talk way too much.
Yeah, they fixed it.
They power up for like 4 episodes. It's annoying.
Mainly if you followed since years and years ago, since Dragon Ball, and you've seen the progression of Goku and then his family, and then I think that's mainly what it is. I think a lot of people are big on nostalgia as far as when they get older. Yeah. Man, I used to watch it as a kid, but it's still going on, and it's just great stuff.
Yeah.
You watch Super now?
No.
No, okay.
You haven't seen Super?
No, because I was only watching the English dubbed one as they came out.
Oh man, you're killing me, Smalls.
So
yeah, you're missing a lot, man.
So do you? Okay, so if you watch Dragon Ball growing up, is it one of those that you go back and watch and you're like, man, and I liked it growing up, but as a kid, but now it's kind of like stupid.
No, because you could just, you know, what are the filler episodes, so you could just skip over. You know which ones are the good ones.
True.
When stuff actually happens, so it's all good.
He makes a good point right there.
Death Note, which is a pretty good, really good anime. They're making the Netflix film.
Yeah,
they're already making it. It's fixing to come out.
We talked about that last episode.
So that's pretty exciting for me.
Did you like it?
Is it out already?
No. What I'm saying is, did you like Death
Note?
Yeah. As far as the anime, yeah.
So I'm excited to see the film.
Yeah. I don't think it's in a transition well, though. Like, you're gonna see the Shinigami, I forgot his name, Ryuk, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Ryuk.
It's been a while.
Ryuk's gonna be looking all trashy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna look good.
So
never knew.
Gil, pick an anime and tell me about it.
Just one?
Just one.
I was gonna do a top 5. Fuck.
Okay, well, give me your top 5 and then pick one and talk about it.
Cowboy Bebop.
That's a good one.
Dragon Ball, like the Dragon Ball series. I would have done Tenchi Muyo. What's that for? The fifth one would have been
Sailor Moon.
She is the one named Sailor Moon. I don't think I have a 5. Actually, just a 4. I want to talk maybe
Samurai Champloo. That was a good one.
Rurouni Kenshin also be another good one. Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah,
that one was a good
Samurai X. I would probably do Cowboy Bebop as my favorite. Just more being a musician, the soundtrack in that anime was hands down the best of all time of any anime.
For sure.
I could just listen to that all day and I'm still happy with it.
What is it about?
Because
I've never seen Cowboy Bebop.
Space Bounty Hunters.
Yeah, I've never seen Trigun. I've never seen Trigun.
Trigun's either. Really good too.
So it's within that spaghetti western space cowboy theme.
Yeah.
You're out there. They're the ragtag of space bounty hunters going after small fry, big fry, trying to make a living. The main cat, his name is Spike Spiegel.
Yep.
He used to be in, before he became a bounty hunter, he fought in a war with a Martian war with a certain guy, and they had a falling out, and he thought he had died, but then his buddy, but later on down the road, he finds out that he's still alive. He's like, ends up being one of the main bad guys he's going after. And, man, I guess besides that, the story is just, they start assembling a crew of different people, like most random people. You have one person who's like a super genius girl. Her name's Ed. She's like about 9 years old.
Yeah.
There's a genetically altered dog, which is a genius. He's a little corgi.
Yeah.
He's a corgi. His name's Ein. a former cop turned
bounty hunter.
He got like, I guess,
arms blew up or was it his arms or was it his feet?
His arm got blown up in like some bad like mission or something like that, and he just got pissed off at the organization and left them, became bounty hunter. His name is Jet Black.
Jet Black.
It's a pretty cool dude.
Like the iPhone.
Yeah, the iPhone.
But before the iPhone. What about the girl? What's her name?
The girl was a Spike Spiegel's girlfriend. Her name was...
Not Spike Spiegel. Was she his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Purple hair one?
Faye. You talk about Faye. Yeah, she's another one. She was like a... She's one of those... She's a bitch, basically. She's a bad bitch. she's got a bitch with an attitude. She's hot. She's one of those... she doesn't give a fuck kind of attitude. She'll do her own thing. She's like the last member of the crew. And, you know, they all have their own little unique abilities. throughout the story. They all have their own personal storylines that they go through and the missions that they go on. But ultimately, like, you know, shit goes, everything goes to shit, and they all kind of eventually, like, break up, and, man, it's been a while since I've seen
that. Is that pretty much it?
Oh, it was a lot to it, more than that.
It's, but that's just the basic of it.
The basic, means, yeah, you got bounty hunters going after stuff, you know, there's actually an end game to it, though, it was a serious story towards the end.
Awesome.
But each story has its own, like, unique flavor to it, but the highlight, I think, of that show is more than anything is the soundtrack. The soundtrack is so amazing.
Yeah.
I would have to say my top five, and mine are old school. So I got Ninja Scroll, Vampire Hunter D,
mm-hmm.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, no. Damn, that'd be my fifth one.
That'd be your fifth
that'd
one?
That'd be my fifth. Damn, that's a good one, yeah.
I'm a huge Robotech fan. Robotech's one of those that I grew up on, and then I go back and look at it, and I'm like, damn, like these are so, like crazy. I mean, it's like Dragon Ball Z, but with space robots.
Technically, that's the two or three animes mashed together, though.
Yeah, you're right. It's Macross, Southern Cross, and... Robotech Masters or something like that.
I don't remember. There's like three of them that mixed together.
It's actually, it's Do You Believe In... It's called like Robotech Do You Believe In Love or something. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to say, it's funny that we all struggle with that fifth, but we've all come up with collectively about 14 different animes, but we struggle with the fifth.
Yeah.
I would have to say probably... Afro Samurai.
Ah, nice choice.
I like Samurai Champloo a little bit better than Afro Samurai.
I've never seen that one.
That one's really good. If you want to talk about... It's a good hip-hop, believe it or not, for being a samurai. It's a really good hip-hop soundtrack.
My favorite's Bleach.
Bleach was pretty good.
I've heard it's pretty good, too. It's
still going on, isn't it?
It's the one I would want... The one I would that I'll talk about is out of my five is probably the one that's the weirdest, which is Neon Genesis.
That Evangelion. One, you have to watch it several times, like, really good.
But it's super. I mean, the story is really, really cool, where it's like it's humankind, they live under in cities underground because angels have come to destroy Earth. And so they have these Avas,
mm-hmm.
which are angels that they've captured and put armor on them and turned them into weapons that they can control by inserting a pilot into the spine in a tube. And the main kid is Shinji, which is the director of Nerve. Nerve is the agency that's doing all this stuff. And his son is the pilot of 01, which is the purple one, which actually goes berserk and pretty much does everything himself.
Yeah.
That's one where it's basically builds up the story in one episode, and then at the end there's usually a fight. But there are these big robots, kind of creatures and robots mixed together with these guns. And it's actually pretty cool. I would recommend. But it is very... It gets really weird. Like in
I'd say watch episode. The movies. The new movies actually bridged it over to where it's... they give a proper ending to
it's
it.
It's more understandable.
Yeah. I mean, it's still far out. But I mean, it's still like you get like an actual like...
Because there's how many pilots? There's 00, 01...
02, 03, 03, 04.
There's no
04? Just the black one. I don't know if that's...
That's
00, 01, 02, and 03.
00 is Shinji 01.
The
Ray, chicken redhead is a...
Ray, yeah.
Ray.
That's 02.
And then 03, yeah.
Is the black one. The one that kind of goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a really... I mean, if you've watched animes... They're all really crazy. Like, they all got some real crazy
stories. Asuka 02.
Asuka, yeah.
Asuka. The German-Japanese chick, yeah.
Even though she has a Japanese name, it's cool.
She's got a Japanese name, but she's German, right? Or something
she's
like that.
She's half and half.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, so we're almost done here. But I want everyone to give me one more thing. Give me one of the most underrated movies you've ever seen.
Dude, that's a tough one.
Call it a cult classic. Call it something that you've watched that other people are like, you know, it's not really that great, but you think it's great.
Hmm. Cult classic.
That's a tough one. What would you say?
Oh, what would I say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It is a tough one, but that's what we do here.
Frick.
These are.
I mean, I could do a very obvious one.
These are like on the spot.
Does any movie or does no
any
genre?
Any movie, any genre.
Oh.
Hot Sauce is going to say Dune, I already know.
I'll say Big Trouble Little China, personally.
Oh, Big Trouble That's Little China.
Other than Dune, Boondock Saints, not a lot of people watch
that. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, that's a good one.
My good friends Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery. Hey, Sean Patrick Flannery gave us a shout out. So
he
if
did.
Y'all haven't seen that, yes. Check out Instagram and Facebook.
We have it on Instagram and Facebook. He sure did give us a shout out.
So appreciate that.
Tell us real quickly, just real quick, like 30 seconds, what is Boondock Saints about?
Boondock Saints, basically these borderline like genius kids, all they did was learn basically growing up how to fight different languages, super intelligent. They basically during the movie never really follow, I guess, their Irish brothers. They overhear a sermon at church on how people are just as bad if they're indifferent. Like, they see a crime, they don't report it. And they actually go through an event to where they finally decide, okay, we can't have any more of this. We're going to do something about all the crime going on. If we see it, we're going to stop it. And so they...
they kind of become vigilantes.
Yeah, vigilantes. And in order against the Italian mob, which is one of the main mobs going on, and they hire one of the deadliest hitmen on there, which ends up being
their father,
which, yeah, you know, kind of goes back
there. Yeah, I've seen it. It's a really good movie.
They have a part two, and they're actually...
What about you, John? Did you think of one yet?
John Wick?
I wouldn't really consider it underrated.
That wasn't a cult classic. That was just a classic.
Yeah.
That was a damn good movie.
It just wasn't a part two movie, but everybody that sees it, they're like, oh, hell yeah.
But John, you don't watch a lot of movies, though, right?
No, not really.
Because I lent you Tombstone and you haven't watched it.
Still have yet to watch it.
What else have I lent? I lent you two movies.
That's it? Oh, Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven, yeah, I never watched that either.
After you watch Tombstone, watch Young Guns.
You know what? You're going to start coming over here and watching movies with me where I can control you.
You got to beat me in
Speed. One movie a game.
I already beat you. I beat you today.
Lies.
You left and you were like, man, we even played one more time and you lost.
Whatever, that was a lie.
You have to do that. The robot one. A Clockwork Orange. Where they have his eyes open.
Yeah. What about you, Gil?
I already said Big Trouble Little China, but that's an obvious one, though.
You did? No, I mean, it's... I would, and this movie, I bet you none of y'all have ever seen it. Pool Hall Junkies. Ever seen it?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Ever seen it?
Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
No,
I'm thinking of Tom.
You're thinking about where he like...
He's a hustler.
He's a hustler.
Baby.
Yeah, I think that's called The Hustler. Yeah. Mm. All right, Pool Hall Junkies. If you're listening to this, you've never seen Pool Hall Junkies, you need to go watch it. I'm telling you right now, instantly, you will love it. Christopher Walken's in it, first of all.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
that was a wrong note. You say it again, I stab you in the face with a
soldering iron. Soldering iron. Your mother so. Bam! Get it to sew that.
Yeah.
That's my gamer tag on my Xbox. That's my motto or whatever.
Joe Dirt's probably up there in favorite movies, honestly.
So this movie's about a guy, right? He's a hustler. He's a pool hustler, which, you know, obviously.
A pool shark.
So he goes and he plays these guys and he wins and he's pretty good. And he learned from a guy who was really good. And then another guy was going to try to hustle him and he kind of got out of it. And so these guys hustle at him and he has a little crew. His little brother and two other friends are hustle at everybody. They got these crazy hustles. So there's this one hustle they do. Shows you like how smart they are. They're in a pool hall. And the guy says, I bet you that I can drink both of my pints of beer before you can drink your three shots. And the guy's like, okay. And the guy, he's like, these are the rules. You can't
use your hands or something.
No,
like
no,
that?
It's something like that. It's kind of smart, but it's not that smart. Well, not that obvious. He says, you can't drink your first shot until I finish my first beer because you're only drinking three shots or two shots. And he's like, and I can't touch your glass and you can't touch my glass. I don't want you to like knock my beer down and be like, none of that. And the guy's like, okay. He bets him like $100. He's like, okay, I'm going to go, right? So he gets his beer. He drinks his beer. And the guy goes and drinks his first shot. He takes his empty pint glass and covers his other shot glass with it. And he says, "You can't touch my glass, I can't touch yours." Takes his money.
Drinks his pint. Damn.
And that's what they do. Like, they hustle. They have all these little hustles. And it's kind of like, I think his brother gets in a trouble. It's kind of like the way Gone in 60 Seconds is, kind of.
Okay.
Where his brother gets into trouble, or he gets into some kind of trouble, or whatever. And there's this guy that, the guy that taught him everything, who wanted to use him, who he got away from, wants to suck him back in. Kind of puts his brother in a no-win situation on purpose. He hustles him with another pool shark player that's really good. The brother can't pay up, so they're going to kill him. So he's like, I'll play you. And they even break his hand. It's crazy. Like, they do all kinds of things so he can lose. I won't tell you the end, but you got to check it out. It's a really good movie. I got a friend, my friend Mitch, his brother Charlie, he has a knack for finding these movies. Like, I've seen so many of these movies that you ain't ever heard of. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, Charlie finds them, and they're all good movies. So if you get a chance, watch like Pool Hall Junkies. If you can find it, it's hard to find.
So it's not, you can't find it on Netflix.
It used to be on Netflix, that was the last time I watched it.
Okay.
And you'll like it. It's a really good movie. So we went out on a little tangent there, which I like. You know, cool. I like to do little change it up a little bit, especially when John's getting bored over there. I gotta keep his ADD in check.
Bad.
But hopefully, you know, every time we record, we try to do something like this.
John, what do you think of DC movies? Quick.
They suck.
We'll try to turn y'all on to new movies and new things. So if you haven't seen Big Trouble in Little China, check
or
it out.
Or just turn you guys on.
Exactly.
Either or.
We'll get John to send you dick pics.
There you go. We're just ones of my balls.
If you haven't seen The Boondock Saints, check it out. If you haven't seen John Wick, which I'm sure you have, check it out. And then as far as animes go, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Cowboy Bebop. Everyone's seen Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, check it out. And if you haven't seen
Bleach.
What's yours, John?
I don't remember. My Hero Academia.
My Hero Macadamian.
Academia.
Academian.
It's okay.
And we'll say Bleach for Hot Sauce, since he picked a really popular one, but yeah, check these out, guys. Get back to us. Let us know what you think. You know, if you see them, tell us if it's good. If we're bad at recommending stuff for you to watch, of course, follow us on Facebook. Where else can they follow us on?
Twitter. On iTunes.
We don't got no Twitter yet.
I know.
We're on iTunes.
We're on Facebook.
What else are we on, Hot Sauce?
Insta.
We're on the Insta.
The Gram.
Men of the Cave podcast. It's very simple to find us. Share with your friends. Like. I know we promised to get somebody on the phone. We're going to do that soon. As soon as one of us goes and buys the cable needed.
I think somebody made us a Tinder profile too.
Did somebody make us
really?
I'm just kidding.
That would be funny.
You can find us on Tinder, guys.
Swipe right on us, please.
That would be funny.
You can swipe right on us on Tinder.
So
each ball.
Yeah.
check us out. Like our page. Mm-hmm. Share. You know, as for myself, Anthony. See y'all later.
Mr.
Gil,
Falcone.
Say goodbye.
Take it easy, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Hot Sauce, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Johnny Danger.
Goodbye.
See y'all next week, guys.